So all this week, we have been hearing all about the Royal British Legion, Isle of Man County, of course, with it being Remembrance Week. And there's a very special event that is happening, and here to tell us about it is Andrew Smith. First of all, Fasta Mai.
Thank you.
It's
nice to see you.
Lovely to see you. You're organising something which is sort of on the back of an event that you organised earlier this year. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, so what we did in, as you know, it's the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. And in May, we organised something at the Villa Marina for VE Day. But obviously at that time, I recognised, and especially for our well-known friend in Onchan, James Fenton, that the war wasn't over for people like himself who were still fighting in the Far East. So I did make a commitment and said that I would recognise the full complete end of World War II in November as part of the Armistice Week, as it were. So, yes, we're now organising an event at the Villa Marina, Royal Hall again, Villa Marina, similar to the VE Day, but obviously with one or two various, you know, variations, so that people have got at least something different to look at and look for. And it's the now it'll also be not only just the 80th anniversaries of VE Day and VJ Day, but also the 85th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. So remember that. Obviously, people that have studied the war history will remember that. So hopefully we're trying to encompass everything in this one event now. So it will be in the Royal Hall, Villa Marina, on Friday the 14th of November. So we've tried to work, so it's obviously the weekend before would have been difficult because a lot of our Royal British Legion personnel on the island go to the Festival of Remembrance at the Royal Albert Hall. So we recognised we had to do it a little bit further on from that. So we're doing it the after Armistice Day 11th, so we're doing it on the 14th. So hopefully it will all go to plan as before. It will have, instead of a big band like we had before with the Glenn Miller style, we did a bit more of Glenn Miller style, it'll be more of a massed brass band, so we'll be doing more marches from the war era and things like that. And then we've also got a choir from Ramsey Grammar School and a soloist. That'll be the outline of the general, what I call the concert part, which is possibly about an hour and a quarter, an hour and whatever, 40 to 45 minutes probably, from 7 o'clock. And then we'll have a short interval, and then we go into the drumhead service, which is obviously something that is always recognised as part of a remembrance, commemoration, obviously service. And it's also something that the armed forces undertake where they are in the field at the time, because obviously they recognise that to acknowledge any losses in personnel that they may have suffered in during the acts of war, sadly.
So it's going to be quite the event, it really sounds like that. And this is open to all, isn't it?
Yes, it's open to all. It is a ticketed event, and everyone does need a ticket because obviously health and safety for Villa Marina. There is a charge for adults of £5, but children's students are obviously free. And all funds raised on the night, either from the ticketing price or any booklet collection at the end, are for the Royal British Legion's Isle of Man County Poppy Appeal. And I think, I don't know whether James meant when he mentioned this before when he was on regarding talking about British Legion, but I'm quite sure I'm right in saying that the Isle of Man is normally one of the best collectors in the areas in the regions and counties within the UK for the poppy appeal. So that's something quite unique, isn't it?
It is. Do you know, Jim mentioned to us that although they've not done this competition for the past few years, previously the Isle of Man was at the top of the contributions for 44 years. 44 years, which is extraordinary, isn't it? We are a very generous nation.
What an achievement, yeah.
Yeah,
and I think that shows people are recognising, because obviously as time passes, we all recognise that memories become distant. And I think it's the case of what we're trying to do here is make an event for everyone, but more than anything, as I did also in May, embrace younger people so that younger people are part of it, so that they're not just being taught about it, but they're actually taking part in something that may be relevant, so they can actually get a better grasp of what we're trying to do by remembering.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, as the phrase goes, we will remember them, we must never, ever forget. But of course, the Poppy Appeal goes towards veterans, but also those who may be serving now, because sadly, of course, war is ongoing. We haven't quite learned our lessons, have we? And so it is something that is still ongoing all around the world. And the Poppy Appeal contributes towards that. And it sounds like this is something that you are quite keen to support. It's important to you.
Well, it is. I've obviously... Although I've got a well-lived-in face, people know that at my age, I wasn't quite in the war, but obviously my family and my father-in-law were, in the war. So, yes, I have got some connection to that, and I just feel that it is. I just feel it's the right thing to do. I think it's a personal choice, but I think from my perspective, so I'm happy to commit to do these events to support such a fantastic organisation in the support and the work that they continue to do. And this is not just only for the great wars we're talking about, World War One and Two, but we talk about any recent conflicts as well. We're talking of that's the kind of people that they're helping all the time. So I think it's a very worthwhile cause.
Because, Andrew, the Poppy Appeal remains very important. I mean, why for you is it still so important?
Well, as I say, I've done some research about this poppy, because I wanted to know, well, why a poppy, you know, red, you know, what does this all signify? So this is what I found out, that the poppy has been a symbol of the remembrance for over 100 years. Since 1921, Royal British Legion voluntary collectors have been at the heart of the Poppy Appeal, which we know, don't we? Wearing a poppy is a show of support for the service and sacrifice of our armed forces, veterans and their families, and shows the armed forces community that their service and sacrifice will never be forgotten. It represents all those who lost their lives on active service from the beginning of the First World War right up to present day actions. It also honours the contribution of civilian services and the uniformed services, which contribute to national peace and security, and acknowledges innocent civilians who have lost their lives in conflicts and acts of terrorism. So it is quite encompassing, recognising what we have witnessed in recent years on other things when we have not been privy to world wars, as it were. So I think that's quite important. I think this is very important as well, because sometimes people think, well, how do I wear a... So there is no correct way to wear a poppy. Wearing a poppy is a personal choice reflecting individual and personal memories. It's a matter of personal choice whether someone chooses to wear a poppy and how they choose to wear it. From paper poppies to pins, bag charms, or even pet poppies. Because often people put a poppy on their dog collar or cat collar, whatever it may be. The best way to wear a poppy is simply wear it with pride. So I think that is, it says everything about the poppy, doesn't it?
It does, well said.
And I think the other thing was, I think also, because when we recognise that the devastation that war creates, that the poppy is red because that's the natural colour of the flower. But during the First World War, previously beautiful countryside, as we know, was blasted, bombed and fought over again and again, yet... the landscape swiftly returned to fields of mud where little or nothing could grow. But out of this devastation, the delicate but resilient bright red Flanders poppies grew and flourished in their thousands. So I think that tells you something about the resilience of the poppy and why we wear it, to show our resilience in supporting those that fought for our freedom.
That's a beautiful image that you've painted there, and so true, and it does reflect the importance of the poppy.
And obviously
really
we've got the poem. I don't know whether you've come across the poem, have you, in Flanders Fields, possibly?
I have, but do you know what? I think at this time of year it's worth hearing it, Andrew.
So this was shortly after losing a friend in Ypres in 1915. A Canadian doctor, Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, was inspired by the sight of the poppies growing in battle-scarred fields to write his now famous poem In Flanders Fields, as follows. In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
That is so powerful, isn't it? Really moving. Andrew Smith, thank you so much for sharing that with us and for coming in to talk to us about the Festival of Remembrance, 14th of November, 7 p.m. at the Royal Hall in the Villa Marina. Do get your tickets now. Do be sure to get your tickets so you can go along to that one. And as mentioned, there is a bucket collection in aid of the Poppy Appeal, which we've just been hearing all about. Thank you, Andrew. All the very best.